At the end of a day on a young scout's first campout, he sits by the fire, glad for the heat warming his hands.
All around, the world begins to darken, and the cold creeps in. But here, he is part of a circle where there is warmth and light.
That warmth that brings out the strength in his leader's face and opens the boy's heart to listen.
And face to face with the works of God's hand, he begins to recognize that he's never been alone, that God has been there, watching over him, guiding his steps, clearing his path.
He lifts his eyes above the silhouette of the towering trees, and he begins to realize who he is.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
That night, at our campout,
there was this green, and it was like someone had dumped a big bucket of green paint just across the whole entire landscape. It was just so vast and bright that you couldn't take it in all at once. You had to take it in small pieces.
As we sat on that overlook, you could see over this entire valley, and it felt like it had no end. For me, there's just no words to describe it. It's so many, but I just can't think of any at the same time.
When we got to the very top, it just got like almost reverent up there, and everyone could just feel how much power was in that, and that just humbled me in that how God created everything for us.
It was pretty dark. The moon was the brightest thing in the sky. It was a full moon. And as soon as we got to that stop, I saw shadows of trees from the moon in the brightness. And that's when it hit me that brightness can truly overpower darkness.
I hear the crackling of the campfire. It makes me glad to be out in nature. I believe that God and our Savior can communicate with us better through nature.
By the fire with my friends, I always feel peaceful. We can reflect off of God and teach other people and enlighten other people.
To feel that closeness to God, I may be alone or just a small part, but that he knows me and he knows who I am.